This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Today, a conversation with Dr. Rachel Pokrant, president of Umpqua Community College, talking about things happening at the school. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year.
So overall, how do you feel like this school year is going so far?
Well, you know, I'm always going to tell you it's going great, right? Because the students are there and we have lots of great programs going on that transform people's lives. So it's a good year to be at UCC. We, you know, we've increased our enrollment, which isn't about numbers or headcount. It's about bright futures for more people in our community. So we're excited about the energy and buzz out there. And people are seeing that it's a place to be to improve your lot in life.
So anything new for this particular school year, or maybe anything that's been kind of, you know, revised that you want to highlight?
Yeah, so we did launch our mechatronics program. So that is our advanced manufacturing pathway. So think about all of our cool, innovative companies that we have in the area, like Orenco or Convay 7 Robotics. It's workers for those kinds of workplaces. Also in our mills, which are becoming increasingly high tech and driven by computers and AI. So it's not your granddad's mill anymore. And we are training workers to go into those high skill, high wage jobs. So that's our mechatronics program. And then we did launch a couple of new healthcare programs this year. We started a phlebotomy class, and we have increased CNA and medical assisting, and also an occupational therapy assistant program. So those are all part of this five-year plan we have to increase the number of technical workers in the allied health medical space. Any of you out there who are trying to get medical care of any sort, which is all of us, you've faced that issue where you can't get in for an x-ray, or it's difficult to get an appointment to get an MRI, those kinds of things, or schedule surgery, or just see your regular doctor. So we're really working in partnership with our medical providers in the community to do a better job of preparing folks for that pipeline. These are great jobs that pay great wages. And I would just like to give a shout out to those folks who work in those medical facilities that do just such an incredible job here in Roseburg. And we've got some really amazing leadership in those organizations right now that are really going to amplify the impact we can have. We've got an incredible new VA director that is really looking at ways to partner around the community and take our VA to the next level. And we've got an incredible new CEO of Mercy Hospital, Russ Woolley, who is just a great addition to the community. And so we have got these really strong partnerships, and in a small community like this, it's going to really take those partnerships for us to get us where we want to go, with both helping our students in programs and also making sure that we have the medical infrastructure that we need here to serve our great community.
And the college in the city of Roseburg also recently kind of working on a long-term agreement tied to more of these medical programs.
Yeah, so we sort of have the regular things that community colleges usually do, which is two-year degrees and below. And then we have been able to partner with the city to look at ways to create pipelines for folks who are in more sort of master's degree level or doctoral level programs. So again, we lack primary care providers here. So how can we partner with some of the medical schools around the state and beyond to bring in rotational clinical and internship opportunities for some of those folks who are in training, who hopefully and obviously will come to our community and fall in love with who we are and the great lifestyle that we have here, and then stay and become long-term providers. So We're looking at doctoral programs. We're looking at physical therapists, nurse practitioners, and all of those programs that we can't offer because we're not a four-year school, but we can partner with our existing partners who are four-year schools and create opportunities to learn right here and also bring in folks who are need their residencies and things like that, where they can do them here and hopefully stay. So we have big work to do. We're hiring for a position that's going to really help us get that program off and running. So anybody out there who's interested in making a positive impact, please apply to that role. And we hope to really make an impact with that in the coming years.
And obviously there's a lot of interest in getting organizations to keep people here so that they don't exit in search of a higher level of training.
Yeah, so as you'll remember, we launched a new strategic plan last year, and a big part of that strategic plan is making sure that we have bachelor's level pathways here in the community at UCC, where you can come and take a class from another university, but you're at UCC with all of that support and infrastructure and finish your bachelor's. So you don't have to leave the community to do that, or take an online program that might not be your favorite way of learning. So it's really this stair-stepped approach where we have all these different opportunities and options and partnerships now to really help our community move forward.
Now, let's take a look at the downtown properties. You talked about that the last time you were in. Just curious how that's evolving as you look at what you can do with them.
Yeah, so we have these three new properties downtown. Just to recap for everyone, we purchased the old Flegal Center, which we call the Hawk's Nest. And then we purchased the old Newberry's building and the original Roseburg Post Office on Cass and Stevens. And we had an RFP process, that was over last summer, and we hired great local folks from IE Architecture and from Guy and Randall Construction to help us with rehabbing those buildings. And that is underway and moving forward. We've done a whole bunch of work with the HVAC and the plumbing and the roof on the Hawk's Nest building. And we have almost finalized plans for the Newberry site. So you'll start to see some construction move in on Jackson Street to get that property the way we'd like it for student housing.
Any idea when that would turn around to being available for students?
Well, we have a really strong goal of September 1st this year to be for it to be ready for students to move in. And that is pretty aggressive. So I reserve the right to change or move that deadline as we move forward, because obviously we want it to be finished and great for those students to move in.
Well, and you talked about the a lot of the positive benefits to having the students in the downtown area and the fact that they can all live in these places together and sort of a feel that you don't always get at a community college.
Yeah, it's great for the students. And the students that already live downtown have had a great experience. They're really embraced by the community. And also, we think it's a massive positive for the community. I was actually strolling through social media this morning, and there were some great pictures from yesterday. It looked like it was in Stewart Park. Our students were involved in a cleanup, and I think it looked like our wrestlers and our track athletes, I believe, but somebody will probably correct me on that. But yeah, they were obviously doing a cleanup in town, and looks like in the park. And what a great thing, both for our students to practice service, which we should all do in our lives, and also for our community to reap the benefits of that great resource.
Now, you've added a number of sports since you've been here. Anything else getting added to the list?
Yeah, starting next year, we will have women's softball. And please don't ask me too many questions about that, because I am not up to date on anything to do with women's softball. But we have a wonderful athletic director who does a phenomenal job, and really saw this as something that would excite folks in the community. We have a lot of great women athletes in our high schools who would like to continue on to a college career in athletics. And softball is really, really popular in the area. And so we think we'll do really well at that sport, and we're excited to kick that off.
All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back, the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. County Commissioner Tim Freeman on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program. Dr. Rachel Pokran of Umpqua Community College here with us. One of the things you've brought into the mix is doing more with partnerships between the college and K-12 education around Douglas County. What's up with that?
Yeah, so we have incredible school districts, as you all know, out there. And we really have some goals around partnering with them more, making sure that students in the high schools understand their pathway for a great career and post-secondary education. And our schools are so great to work with us on that and really get creative, because every school is a little bit different. So we have increased opportunities in all of our dual credit programs. And we're looking at more ways that we can offer more of those college courses in the high school day so that students get that benefit of saving money on higher education and also sort of pushing their education forward so they have fewer years after they get out of high school to be finished with post-secondary education. So we partner a lot thanks to the wonderful schools that we work with, and we've added some positions at the college that really are in charge of those partnerships. And then particularly with Roseburg High School, we recently hired a position that's a shared position between the two institutions that's really working on how we make sure that all of our curriculum is aligned and that we're working really, really closely together to make sure that students can see a career in their future and a pathway to be trained for that career. I'm really, really proud of that work. And of course, I've talked before about our Friday Career Academy that we offer any student in the high schools in Douglas County to come to, and they can take a program in automotive or emergency services or certified nurse assistant or forestry or robotics and programming. So again, really looking at those career options for students to get well-trained and stay right here at home and contribute to our economy.
With all the things that you have going on, does this necessitate any building projects?
We probably will need some new medical lab space for our new medical programs. So we probably all come back and talk about that this summer. Because we don't have definite plans in place yet. But we have been doing some remodels. We had a lot of folks come out for the reopening of our library space, which was one of the original buildings on the UCC campus. And it hadn't really been remodeled at all since it was built in 1971. So if you have a chance, please come over to the college and see our really beautiful new space. And I love to remind people that that is a community library. The library belongs to you. So if you're a Douglas County resident, please come on in and spend some time there and enjoy all of the resources that we have. We would love to see you. It is your library.
How do you feel like the community colleges, not just UCC, but around the state, are doing when it comes from the funding mix from the legislature?
Oh, I'm probably not the best person to talk about that because, I think sometimes people in education like to complain about how much they are funded. And I am always thankful that our citizenry thinks that it's important to support education and that they support us with their tax dollars. And I think our job is to take that money that we're given and use it to the absolute best effect for our taxpayers here in the community.
So we have the board. Talk about things they're working on this year.
Oh, gosh. Well, we have a 3-year strategic doing plan. So we're all about doing the things in that plan. And the board has been really an integral part of creating what that plan is and what our goals for the college are. So we really are laser focused on housing and on advanced manufacturing careers programs, healthcare careers programs, and our partnerships with our K-12 institutions. So those really are the four big buckets that we're all moving in the same direction on.
And as you look at things that are coming up, talk about some of the events you have.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of things coming up, and I'm probably not going to even remember all of them. But to all students out there, our foundation scholarships open on February 1st. And our UCC Foundation is incredible. They give away about $1 million every year in scholarship monies to our students. So get your scholarship applications in. On March 7th, we have the Explore UCC event, which has been going on annually for 14 years here. And it's a really fun afternoon to come and explore all kinds of hands-on activities at the college, robotics, science exhibits. We have food. And we usually get a really great turnout. So we'd love to see you all there. It's a fun thing to do with a family in the afternoon on the 7th. And then on February 29th in the evening, that's a Thursday evening, we have Dr. John Bailey from OSU coming to talk about fuel and fire management in Western Oregon forests. And that isn't actually a college event. It's put on by Communities for Healthy Forests, but they're a really strong partner to the college and help our forestry students a lot. And they're putting on this event to really have a community conversation about fire management, which I know is something that we all have a deep interest in here. And then throughout the spring, there's going to be all kinds of music and arts events. I don't have a whole lot of dates, but there'll be a spring play. And I think they are doing auditions right now. So if you have a hankering to be a star, you should reach out and go to auditions. And then we just have music smattered throughout the spring and summer. Our Umpqua singers will be doing some concerts. We have the Bighorn Jazz performing. So look for those. They're always in the newspaper and, of course, on our website.
And as you think down the road, what about dreams you've got for the future of UCC?
You know, our dream is that everybody in the community feels like that there's something at the college for them that makes their lives better. Our mission statement is to transform lives and enrich communities, and that is a beautiful goal. So I am out and about in the community a lot, and my favorite day is when somebody tells me about an experience that they have had that has made their life better. And I think if we can keep doing that, we will knock it out of the park every year.
And as you go through the school year now, when does this see, I know college is always different than K-12. Did you just start a new term?
We just started a new term, yep. So this is technically our winter term. And an interesting thing about that, actually, is we added sort of a mini term this year. We called it a winter intersession, and it was a four-week session where you could sign up for a class just for a really compressed time in that four-week time slot. And it's been really successful. This is our second year we've done it. It helps some students get a little bit ahead or make up some credits when they need to take a class again. So it's been really useful. So we're going to continue to do that. And in fact, it's going to really change our calendar next year because we will actually finish the fall term. We'll start the fall term a little bit early and then we'll finish it before Thanksgiving. Some schools went to that schedule over COVID so that students didn't have to leave for Thanksgiving and come back. And we're going to give it a try, see how it works.
All right. Dr. Rachel Pokrant, Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.
You've been been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.